A new effort is being made to ensure that every Vietnamese village and hamlet is prepared to deal with Viet Cong terrorism. Local Popular Force soldiers are taught basic infantry tactics by a mobile training team, a group of Marines that travels through the I Corps area, teaching Vietnamese militiamen the way to fight a winning battle. Marine Captain Robert Christie describes this mobile training team.
The mobile training team consists of 14 Marines and one Navy corpsman. Also, we add two to three Vietnamese-speaking enlisted men from the Government of Vietnam Army.
Why was the mobile training team organized?
Well, we felt in the districts around Da Nang, the Popular Forces soldiers needed some refresher training in some of their small arms and basic infantry tactics. Most of these Popular Forces soldiers are out defending the villages that they live in, and we felt that if we could give them some refresher training, it would make them more able to accomplish this mission and would free other Vietnamese and American soldiers to fight the larger battles.
How were the men of the mobile training team selected for their duty?
Well, we select the best people out of the second combined action program. We bring them up to the headquarters here, screen them, question them, and then select the very best that we have to be part of this mobile training team.
The 25 men that have graduated from this training program are known as Popular Forces Soldiers of Vietnam. Captain, what is a Popular Force Soldier?
Well, the Popular Force Soldier is would be compared, I think, to our National Guard in a lot of cases. Most of these people are villagers. Their main purpose is to defend their village against VC attacks, VC terrorism.
Exactly how long is the training program for the Popular Forces soldiers?
The training period that we have set up covers a two-week period.
How extensive is this training?
Well, we have a class schedule, and we try to teach them small arms, artillery, medevacs, basic training that the average American soldier would get in boot camp. Also, during the day and during the evening hours and early morning, a patrol of these students plus members of the mobile training team will go out and make patrols and ambushes. And this differs a little bit from our basic training, that these patrols and ambushes are combat patrols and combat ambushes.
Do the men of the mobile training team feel that the graduates of this extensive training program will be effective against the VC?
Most definitely. I think the performance of these students in the mobile training team during the 2 weeks that we had them speaks for itself. The Marines especially were proud of the way these Popular Force soldiers reacted to their night training. And everyone over here realizes that, and if we control the night, we can control the war.
The voice of Marine Training Officer Captain Robert Christie. It is often a war of backyard battles for many Vietnamese. These Popular Force soldiers are learning how to win it. I'm Marine Lance Corporal Vic Pinson at the Combat Information Bureau in Da Nang.